Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is Zeke, a certified credit repair specialist. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, hello. This
Katina
is Amy.
Williams.
One second, Athena. Hi, this is Amy with Rent One. Now my agent ID number is 25. I have Katina Williams here on the line with me. Katina, C-A-T-I-N-A, Williams, W-I.
Hello?
One second, Katina. Williams, okay. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Her phone number is 248-686-9919. All right. So
all right, I could take it from here.
She provided. All righty then. Okay. Okay, Katina, I'm going to drop off the line, all right, for your privacy. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for your time, and you have a great day.
You too.
You too.
All right, thank you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
All right, and you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Zeke from the Credit Pros. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. Tell me, what sort of credit issues are you having, ma'am?
Keeping my cards low and not spending all the money. I have, I got a new truck on my credit report. I'm paying my bills on time. It's just that my credit cards, I haven't got them back to their full balance where they need to be. I got 85% credit usage, and I need to get that down to 30%.
Okay.
My credit score is 600.
600?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got hospital bills on there. Let me see. I think, and that's about it.
Do you happen to know what your credit score is?
Yeah, 604.
604. What would you like your credit score to be at?
I want it to be at 850.
At 850, okay. But listen, together we could get you up there, okay? Those are goals that we could help you accomplish. Because at the same time that we do all this, we're going to help you. We're going to educate you so that way you're able to maintain this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So can you please spell out your first name?
It's C-A-T-I-N-A.
You said it was C-A-T-I-N-A?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Okay. And you got a middle initial?
N.
Okay. And what's your goal for improving your credit?
Once I improve my credit, I just want to be able to get me a home and just, I can pay my bills. I make enough for that. I just need to be able to stop shopping so much and keep my credit together.
Okay. Okay. So based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit. Unlike other companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit. From disputing those negative items that are questionable to giving you access to positive credit. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to attempt to solve pull your credit summary to get an updated look at your score and those negative items. This is just a courtesy pull. It's not going to affect your credit score in any way. And we special technology to protect your information just like your bank does, okay?
Okay.
So can you please spell out, can you please give me your street address for me?
It's 12800 Asbury Park. Detroit, Michigan, 48227.
You said Edward Park? What was your zip code?
48227.
227?
No, it's as, but yes, I think you got the street wrong. What's the street again?
Edward Park?
No, it's Asbury. A-S.
A-F.
B as in boy. A as in apple. S as in Sam. B as in boy. U as in ukulele. R as in Roger. Y as in you.
Okay. And your zip code?
48227.
And that's Detroit, Michigan?
Yes. Yeah.
And your cell phone number is 248-686-9919?
Yes. Yeah.
And your email address for me?
It's KatinaWilliams50@gmail.com.
Okay. You said it was your first name, last name?
Yes, 50@gmail.com. Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what's your social?
This is why I didn't do this, because I know once you do it, y'all say it's not going to affect my credit, but it does. And it's already low.
So ma'am,
you got to do Yeah.
We do a soft pull, okay? It's a courtesy pull. We're not going to damage your credit score more than what it is, okay? We're here to help you improve your credit score. Okay, so when I do it, it's not going to give me anything specific. All it does is give me nothing but numbers. Okay?
Okay. Okay, that's 431-318867.
Okay. I'm going to repeat that for you just to verify that I got it correct. You said it was 431-318867.
Correct.
And what's your date of birth?
4/18/73.
4/18/1973, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some security questions. These questions are just to verify that it's you and nobody else. Also, keep in mind, a lot of these questions are random questions. Some are going to pertain to you, others are not, okay?
Okay.
It says you may have opened an auto loan or an auto lease in around May of 2022. Please select the dollar amount ranging in which your monthly auto loan or payments fall. Is it from $980 to $1,079 or $1,080 to $1,179 or $1,180 to $1,279? Or 1,280 to 1,379, or none of the above.
It was. I'm gonna say that it's the one that goes up to 1,279.
Okay. It says you may have opened a student loan in around December of 2014. Please select the lender that you have previously or currently making the payments to. Is it Bank of America, First Security Bank, Department of Education, Union Bank, or none of the above?
Okay, you said in 2014, I never applied for a student loan in 2014.
Okay. So none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. So according to your credit profile, you may have opened an auto loan in around May of 2022. Please select the lender for this account. Volkswagen Credit, Ally Financial, Volvo Finance North America, Flagship Credit Acceptance, or none of the above?
Flagship Credit Acceptance.
Okay. Which of the following is a license plate number that's associated with an automobile registered in your name? Is it, do you remember your license plate number?
I only remember the one to my truck.
Okay, would it be?
Because I have three cars registered. Yep, ONK359, I believe.
No, it's ONKM56.
That's it.
Okay. Which of the following is a current or previous employer? Is it Costco Wholesale, Panda Travel, Famous Footwear, Michigan, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Okay. So your credit score is at a 635, okay? The number of hard inquiries, you got
Okay.
five. And this is when you apply for something or every time somebody does a credit check on you. So when somebody does a hard pull credit check on you, it does affect your credit score, stays there for 1 to 2 years. So be careful with that, okay? The total number
Okay.
of major derogatory.
Hello?
Yes, the major, hello?
Yeah, it keeps going in and out. Oh, wow. It went
Hello?
Totally out this time.
Hello, ma'am?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can
Yes.
hear you. Okay. Okay, so the number of hard inquiries. The number of hard inquiries, you got five. And this is the total amount of accounts that you, I mean, this is when you go and apply for something or every time somebody does a credit check on you. So when somebody does a hard pull credit check on you, it does affect your credit score. It stays there for 1 to 2 years. So be careful with that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a letter in the mail because I was trying to refinance my truck so I can get the interest rate lower. And I was going to apply for it, but I know if I do, it's going to be a hard pull. So should I just leave it as it is?
Huh? Yeah, yes, ma'am. You don't want to continue to damage your credit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. So unfortunately, I'm not able to get your credit report. It shows here that your credit report was pulled within the last 30 days or here recently. Is that correct?
By who?
I don't know, ma'am. It just won't let me pull it within 30 days, okay? But no
okay.
worries, though. We've already identified some of the negative items that may be affecting your credit score. If you had late payments, medical collections, evictions, bankruptcies, or anything else harmful, we're going to help you dispute them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So tell me, what do you do for a living?
I'm a home health aide.
You don't collect Social Security or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So this is what I have available for you today, okay? I got two packages available for you today. I'm going to tell you exactly what these two packages are as soon as I'm done, okay? So you're going to have access to your unique client portal. That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You can see what negative items we're working on and what negative items we have removed from your credit score. You can see different opportunities for you and your credit. And of course, you have access to your credit information at any time, okay?
Okay.
You did mention that you need to get yourself into a home, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Which right now may be out of reach due to your current credit and not having a down payment. So we understand your frustration and are very excited to have partnered up with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs in the country. Okay. That allows people who may not qualify for additional mortgage to rent a home while saving up for their down payment. This way, while you're restoring your credit, you can be searching for your home and applying for their program. Does this make sense so far?
Yes. Yeah.
So the goal of the Credit Pros is strengthen your credit so you can achieve your goals, okay? So landlords are looking for a credit score around 640 with no negative items. But the benefit of the rent to own is that you get into a place, live, and work on your credit score at the same time. So we're going to send you a letter of recommendation so you can prove that you're working on your credit score with a professional credit repair company. Okay?
Okay.
Also, if you need a loan, this is what's going to be available for you in Client Portal. So once you get enrolled in our service, you're going to have access to one of our features called the Loan Wizard tool, which can be used to review third-party loan options based upon your credit worthiness. However, our main goal is to help you improve your credit score so you can have access to easy type of financing in the future with a reasonable interest rate. Does this make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to do all the work for you by sending out target dispute letters challenging the negative items, which you identified as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable on your credit report with all three credit bureaus at the same time. In other words, we're going to help you clean up your credit score. And of course, we're responsible about those negative items being removed. So if for some reason, something shows up again in the future, you have a lifetime warranty with us, okay?
Okay.
You're also going to receive a trade line up to $5,000 with the nationalcreditdirect.com. And now to be clear, it's not a credit card, meaning you can't buy gas or fast food. Purchases are only made directly through their online store where you can purchase electronics, smartphones, and appliances. And the purpose of this line of credit is that you could report and establish good payment history month after month on the credit bureau. This is going to help you boost up your credit score since it gets reported to Experian every month, okay?
Okay.
And because all credit scores are based on 35% of payment history, the payments to the service will be reported to all three credit bureaus. In other words, you're going to reflect good payment history in all three credit bureaus month after month. It appears as a credit builder loan in your credit report, but you will not receive any money from the credit pros. This tool is going to help you create positive payment history and attract other lenders when they see the positive report in your credit report every month, okay? So this package here is called the Success Plus package. It's $149 month to month with no long-term obligations. You can pay as you go for service rendering that you could opt out should you experience a hardship, but the positive reporting would discontinue. So as we're removing stuff off your credit and we're cleaning up your credit score, we're also going to help you boost up them points. And with the $5,000 trade line and the credit builder benefit, those two are going to help you boost up them points a lot faster. The other package is called the Prosperity Package. It's $119 to get you started. Still going to help you clean up your credit score. Still going to help you boost up them points, but not as fast because it doesn't come with the $5,000 trade line or the credit builder benefit. It comes with everything else that I mentioned to you except for those two things. So tell me, which package do you like?
I like the $149.
Okay. And would you be taking that from us today, ma'am?
I won't be able to do it until I get paid on Friday.
Okay. Do you have $12.95 today?
Hold on. Yes, I do.
For $12.95, I can sign you up today, and it gives you 2 weeks to come up with the initial payment.
Oh, that's a blessing. Okay, yes, I do. Let me find the card. Let me get the card number for you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, tell me when you're ready.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
4985-0311-3308-4398. Expiration is 0826. CVV is 531.
531?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to repeat that for you just to verify that I got it correct, okay? You said it was 4985-0311-3308-4398.
Yes.
Okay. Your expiration date on it is 8 of 26.
Mm-hmm.
CVV is 531.
Correct.
And is this the same address for the card that you provided?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And do you have any security codes or anything like that that you have to pull before you process your payment?
No, I just need to make sure the card is not locked. It's not.
Okay.
Okay. I have to keep them locked because people keep taking from me.
Okay. So once a payment is accepted, the second payment fee of $149 will be charged on April 25th. And then after that, it's going to be your month-to-month. Do you have any questions before I process your payment?
No, I do not.
Okay. So I'm just going to go over some credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process the initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to submit your payment.
Okay.
Okay. Unfortunately, it's not letting me process your payment. What kind of credit card is this?
It's a Visa through Chime.
Okay. Do you have a bank card, anything through a bank? Because
that's what it is. Let you do it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see what's in my. Okay. And you can't do credit cards at all. Okay, nope. I got. Let me see. 625.
Unless you want to make a payment of $49 and up, that's the only way we could accept them.
Oh, well, do the $49 because I got enough in there for that. If it accepted, because other than that, I can't do nothing until Friday. But that card is where my money is at.
Okay, then I'm gonna do the $49. And then after that, it'll be the $100. It'll be $100 next month. And then in 2 weeks, it'll be $100. And then after that, it'll be $149 monthly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So once the payment is accepted, the second payment of $100 will be charged on the 25th of April. And then after that, it's going to be $149 month to month, okay? So I'm just going to go over some credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process the initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today.
Wait a minute. I thought you said it wouldn't take the
card. I mean $49, excuse me. In order to process the initial payment of $49 to be charged today, standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
And what was your expiration on the card?
It was 0826.
And you said it was 531, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so the payment went through. Can you please be on the lookout for a text message from the credit pros or an email?
Yes.
Okay. And can you open that up for me?
Okay, it's an email. Okay. The credit pros, there you go. Yep, it's open.
Okay, open that up for me. It's gonna be the agreement to our service. Kindly go over it and just click on agree and go to the next step for me, okay?
This don't give me the app. It don't say agree. This is just saying welcome to the credit pros.
Okay.
That's
welcome
all
to
I
the
got.
Credit. Welcome to the credit pros, and then your client portal, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Open it up for me.
Okay, it's open. And you said go to
the agreement to our service.
I'm looking at it, but I don't. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Kindly go over and then just click on agree and go to the next step.
my information. Oh, and they want me to select the password.
Correct. It's 8 characters long, okay. Capital letter, and a special character letter. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I got it. Do I have to have a number?
Yeah.
Hold on. I just went to it. It wouldn't. I have to put a number in there.
Okay. Let me know when you get to the part where it says, let's do this or welcome to the Credit Pros, okay?
Okay. Why is it saying it's not matching? Because it does match. Okay. I'm having problems with the password. They're saying it's not matching.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is, okay, Malik address, 12800 Asbury Park, yep, next step. Okay. Simply click OK, got it to proceed.
Yes.
Oh, it's showing me all this stuff.
It's showing you all the disputes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, they're all checked off for you. If I was you, if it was me personally, I would leave them all checked off. But there's certain items that you don't want checked off. Take the check marks off. But you just don't never know what's on your credit, okay? And that's the reason I would say I would leave them all on there.
Okay, I left them all checked.
Okay.
Yep, they say this might take 60 seconds. Welcome to the Credit Pros from the whole. Okay. The first step is to upload a copy of your ID so you can. Oh, shoot. Okay. Let me get to it.
Okay. So you're exactly where I need you to be at, okay? So congratulations once again, Katina. On joining the Credit Pros. We're very excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. I'll be transferring you over to an auto credit advisor called ACE, who will verify that I entered all your information correctly. This would only take 2 minutes. It's very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. I want you to stay on the line and please don't hang up for the transfer, okay? Listen, it was a pleasure talking to you today. It was an honor getting you enrolled. Please stay on the line and don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
You have a wonderful day, okay?
You do the same.
All right, ma'am. Bye.